College football nerds here talking Penn State and Michigan. Pretty big matchup, Josh, and we're going to get into it. Going to give you all a little bit of homework first, as we always do. In the comments, give us your score prediction. And I know a few of y'all Penn State fans that are with us every week are going to do that. And also, we do a live show on Saturday nights. It's a lot of fun. We are reacting on the fly to comments and questions and reacting to the games as they are being played. So it's a really good time. It runs about 2 hours. Y'all can check it out this Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern. But also the replay is on our YouTube channel and linked in the description. If you want to listen to us in podcast form, you can do that. All right, Josh. We talked in the Ohio State-Purdue preview that Purdue is really unfairly maligned in that they've played a legit schedule. They played two Power Five teams out of conference, and they have three losses, but a lot of that is the product of their schedule. And if they had a different schedule, they'd be 8-1 and they'd be ranked number 10 or something like that, you know, like Oklahoma State, who played no Power Fives out of conference, who has, I think, one ranked win or one ranked opponent, and they lost to them. And that is that kind of what we have here with Penn State, in that their record really does them a vast disservice on the surface in terms of perception of what team you're going to get when you play a motivated Penn State team, especially if Clifford's somewhat healthy. Is it fair to say that, like, Michigan should see this as a top 10 matchup more than basically what Penn State is ranked right now based on the product of a really tough schedule?
I totally think Penn State is in the same category as Purdue, as someone that's being unfairly maligned for their schedule. Penn State's had a difficult schedule. You have ranked Wisconsin, ranked Auburn, ranked Iowa, ranked Ohio State, and they go 2-2 in those ranked games. And I'll note all those teams are still ranked. You've got the Albatross loss to Illinois, and it is what it is. Look, I understand Clifford's out, but from a rankings perspective, you only kind of half excuse any loss for any reason. You do have to kind of take them as they are. And quite frankly, I think Ohio State fans know he was playing hurt, but you shouldn't have lost that game. But even still, UTSA is sitting there at 15th, and Illinois is their best win. And they won that game by 3 in a game that it kind of looked like Illinois was a better team. And Illinois has shown this year, and they just showed even last week, yeah, they can play pretty good football when they want to, and they've got some advantages, especially if they can play really at the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, how much you want to take from it? But the thing that I really don't get with Penn State, people want to complain about the College Football Playoff Committee, and Penn State fans had a lot of issues being left out last week. Let's talk about the AP poll. Is the Playoff Committee ranking out yet? The AP poll jumped NC State and Wisconsin over Penn State this week. NC State that beat Florida State by 14 somehow merits jumping them. And then Wisconsin has the same number of losses, and Penn State beat Wisconsin. So how does Wisconsin blowing out Rutgers merit jumping them all the way to 20th over Penn State? I don't get it. I totally think Penn State is a more dangerous team than their ranking. And look, I don't have a huge issue with them being at the bottom of the top 25 or maybe just out of it. I think they'll be in the top 25 in the playoff committee ranking now that teams dropped out. I think they were just right outside it. I don't have an issue, huge issue with that, with the Illinois loss and how that was regarded and where Illinois is at as a team. It is an albatross. But like we said with, we were having this whole other conversation in the Purdue game. However you want to view that from a ranking perspective, that doesn't make Penn State a bad team. Penn State isn't their record. Penn State is whoever they are, down to down, game to game. And from a quality perspective, I think there's a very strong argument that Penn State is a top 15 team. So if you're Michigan going into this game, you're not really, you're playing number 23 Penn State, but you don't play the ranking. You're playing how good they are. And how good they are is, I don't know if they're the best teams Michigan's played. Yes, that's a knock on Michigan State, but they're at very the least, by far the second best team that Michigan's played. And so this is an extremely dangerous game, even more dangerous than the rankings would represent.
And Vegas agrees. It's floating between like a 1 or 2 point spread that Michigan's laying to a pick 'em I saw, and then Penn State favored by 1. So Vegas don't care about 23 versus 9. This is a game that Michigan can't go into it seeing that win-loss record and think Penn State shouldn't be taken seriously. But also, Josh, you know, I don't know how much of Vegas is picking this game or setting the spread for this game is based on just the straight-up mash unit that Michigan had against Indiana. I mean, they had a lot of injuries, some more serious than others, and we don't know if Quorum's coming back or not for this game. He's in straight clothes at the end of the game, but there's been some indication that he might play. I think Haskins is a great running back. The question is, we don't really pick teams as much as we pick games based on matchups. And for me, I wonder, like, does it concern you at all that Penn State cannot run the ball? We were talking about how Purdue can't run the ball, and they got to be totally one-dimensional to get a win, and that's how they got it against Michigan State, throwing it. If Penn State can't run the ball against Michigan, are they good enough in the passing game to get however many points they're going to need to win this game, or does that concern you a whole lot?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm sure some Penn State fans are going to say we're a great running team. You've been held under 3 yards a carry for three games in a row, Illinois, Ohio State, and Maryland. And Maryland, look, Maryland is not a great defense. You were held under 3 yards per carry against Auburn, even against Villanova. At this point, they are just, Penn State is just not a good rushing team. They just simply aren't. And on the other side, you're facing a Michigan defense that is, I mean, it's not fantastic against the run, frankly, but it's decent enough. And in the loss to Michigan State, one of the big parts there is Kenneth Walker kind of went off, and they gave up about 200 yards rushing. So you're not going to have that component. And I think it's highly concerning, because the one thing I will say about Michigan is their pass defense has been pretty good. Michigan State game, they gave up 6.5 yards per attempt. They've really only had one game where they struggled from a per-play perspective. That was the Nebraska game. Nebraska's done that per-play in a lot of games, and a lot of it's because there's a lot going on, but they're RPO-based and they're kind of shot-based. It's almost, you know, they throw less than 30 passes, and they're going to get big chunk yardage in the ones they do throw. But for the most part, Michigan, you know, one game over 7.5, or two games, I should say, over 7.5 yards per attempt. It's been a really good pass defense. And so I do think you need to be concerned, because I know Michigan's got injuries. I mean, Corum, and then, you know, you got two wide receivers out. You've got a defensive back that went out in that last week against Indiana. McNamara's banged up. I absolutely think that's why this game is a pick 'em, frankly. But, you know, on either side of the ball, I mean, does Penn State have the ability to run it? Not really. Do they have the ability to pass it? Probably not against this Michigan pass defense. And so, I mean, this is where I come back to. Especially if McNamara and Corum are no-goes, with now three wide receivers that have been injured, I don't know how many of them might be healthy. Do you see anywhere on either side of the ball where somebody's likely to get points in this game? Because I'm kind of struggling to see it.
Well, I think McNamara's going to be fine. So what Harbaugh said was he re-aggravated an injury that he had against Michigan State. He probably could have gone the whole stretch against Indiana if he needed to. I am concerned about the wide receiver room in general. When Bell got hurt, that really took that what they could do offensively down a notch. And seeing that injury was just crushing for him, but just for that team in general, they didn't have the established depth to really kind of cover for that. So that is concerning if they got more wide receiver injuries going into this game. The flip side of this, I will say, though, is, you know, if Quorum's not 100% or Quorum doesn't play, they do have some depth at running back, and they can still, because we saw, like, I'm not convinced that Bixby and Hunter are better than Haskins, and they ran pretty well against Penn State. I think the points will be at a premium for both of these teams, but I do think that Michigan's going to be able to run the ball a little bit better than Penn State. Now, the flip side of this, Josh, is we've seen Michigan be good as a pass defense, but Have they faced a quarterback or an offense, as let's say quarterback or passing game, as good as they're going to see against Penn State?
I'm not sure the answer to that, frankly. I mean, the best ones they've played statistically are Nebraska, Michigan State and Western Michigan. I'm still not 100% on where Michigan State really is as a passing offense. They've got a pretty good athlete at quarterback, but I don't know. Nebraska, we already talked about, is sort of sputtery. The last one that's sort of a neat, sneaky one is Western Michigan, who beat Pitt, right? And Western Michigan was 5 yards per attempt against Michigan. They were almost 10 yards per attempt against Pitt. Now, Pitt's defense is really not particularly good, but they're an 8 yard per attempt team, and they've had some pretty darn good outings, I know, in the G5, but they've been pretty darn effective. So I put a solid question mark on it, on if any of them have been better than Penn State. I certainly don't know that they've played any that are decidedly better. I can say that for sure. So there's some potential there. And this is the interesting thing with Penn State. So Jahan Dotson, 11 yards or 11 receptions, 242 yards receiving against Maryland. The entire rest of the team had 121 yards receiving. Sean Clifford was basically a 4 yard per attempt quarterback throwing at everyone but Dotson, and then was like 11 yards per attempt throwing at Dotson. So my big question in this game, because of where it basically shakes out, and people, a lot of Penn State fans gave me a really hard time when I said this, but their skill position talent is basically Dotson and everybody else. And dadgummit, it's proving out statistically. Can you keep Dotson from scoring his 3 touchdowns? Or is Dotson going to get his? Because I think the key to stopping Penn State, it's not about Clifford. It's not about everybody else. It's really just about Dotson. Dotson is a very high-level receiver, and your ability to bracket cover him basically determines whether or not you can handle everything else in the football game. And I lean to the fact that I think Michigan and the talent they have and the coaching staff they have, they're going to find ways to make sure Dotson by himself doesn't beat them. And I think that's what makes it really hard to score.
Well, what does the model think about that question?
So there we go. So here's the natural transition. And first off, I think the most interesting thing in the model is that the model is not enamored with either one of the defenses. 90% of opponent rushing averages is strictly average for Big Ten or SEC teams. There's enough, you know, you play your Western Michigans and your Ball States, and that inflates everybody's statistics enough that 90% ends up being kind of an average number. And then in pass defense, you're around 85%, which is good. Pretty darn good, but not much more than good. And I think there's a reputation here that these are elite defenses. Frankly, our model just doesn't see it. It totally believes, on the Penn State side of the ball, you're playing teams that average 6.8 yards per attempt. Guys, that's bad. Like, and national average here is going to take me just a second to pull up. Versus FBS competition, 6.85 yards per attempt would be 90th in the country. That is your average pass offense faced. And then Michigan's not much better. About 7.1 yards per attempt is about 80th in the country. So because of how poorly it views the competition level, it really adjusts the way it looks at things statistically on defense, and it doesn't think the defenses should be held in that high of a regard. I mean, it thinks they're fine and pretty good, but it doesn't think they're much more than pretty good. So it basically has both teams getting more or less the offensive production that they have. And that's, you know, like 4.5 yards per carry and sub 7 yards per attempt for Michigan. And then Penn State's like 3 yards per carry, 5.5 yards per attempt. 5.5 to 4.5 yard per play advantage. And when it looks at the scoring for either team, I mean, both of them are pretty consistent that they're scoring like, it has this 30-21 Michigan and Penn State. But here's the problem. With these kinds of numbers, you just float from like 20 to 25 points. And football is a really unpredictable sport. So it's putting a number to it. But as we say, that once you get down to about 20 points, it doesn't really know. It thinks Michigan is going to be good enough to be able to get their, you know, they've last few games, 29 points, 33 points, 33 points, 32 points, 38 points, maybe on the lower end of that, but in that kind of standard range where Penn State's been much more frequently in the low 20s. So that's the 30-21 model. And I think, again, to look at the Vegas line here, the difference is Penn State's evaluated its whole season evenly. Clifford was out or injured. That's affected the way all of Penn State statistics look, whereas Michigan is really beat up. And I really think it's the injury situation, both now and historically, that explains why this is a 9-point differential in our model, where it's a pick 'em in Vegas. It's enough to account for a 4-point swing on either side, and that's when that makes this game be about even.
So I'm going to go ahead and give my pick. This is really tough. I've been pretty quick with the picks tonight on the other ones that we've done, and I have a hard time with this because I want to give Penn State credit for home field advantage. I want to give Michigan some credit because I still think they're going to be able to run the ball. I don't know. I feel like these injuries are such an unknown, such a question mark for me, that I might have a different opinion based on what comes out of practice this whole week, but we do our picks on Sunday night. So I'm picking Penn State in this game. And I don't have a lot of confidence in it. But with these injuries, if it makes Michigan across the board 10% worse, it could impact their scoring by 30 or 40%, if that makes sense to anybody. So give me Penn State 23, Michigan 17. Tell me what you got.
So my score is 24-21 Penn State. And as much as Penn State fans have taken me as a hater, and I had Michigan 7th in my top 10 rankings, which are based off what you've done to date, I agree with you. I mean, I think this is a tough matchup for Michigan. I think the injury situation for Michigan is getting really substantial. I also agree with you. If it turns out all these guys are healthy enough to play at a decently high level, I would totally flip this pick. And I would basically go with the model. If Michigan was as healthy as they were to start the Michigan State game, I would have this about dead in line with the model. But where Michigan's at today with the injuries, I think it puts a real damper on their ability to score, makes this a far more dangerous game. And I do think, you know, push comes to shove, and the fact that this is at Penn State, which is a genuinely very difficult place to play, and that's worth a few points, I think Penn State's going to be able to pretty well shut down Michigan's offense. And right now, I have them narrowly winning. Now, 24-21 basically means I think this is about a 55-45% game. I'm not at all shocked if this flips. And if you gave me a confidence score 1 out of 10, we're talking 1 or 2. But I do, you know, for as much as people think I'm a Penn State hater, I actually think they're going to pull this one out. I think they beat Michigan.
And look, Penn State's got a legitimately good defense. Like, I know you said that the numbers indicate certain things. I think that Penn State's defense is a little bit better than their numbers.
Yeah. And let me be clear there. I'm talking about why the model sees it the way it is. And to a certain degree, it's really hard to distinguish yourself playing teams that average 6.5 yards per attempt. Because it's really, you don't see somebody average 4 yards per attempt almost ever. Like, it's just really hard to hold somebody that low in passing. So to some degree, I think it kind of undervalues Penn State. But I was just explaining why and how the model values the defenses and why the numbers were where they were. Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's worth noting that until about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter, on the road at Ohio State, Penn State had allowed, 19 offensive points, 20 offensive points from Ohio State. That's significant to me because I think Ohio State's offense is legitimately good. So, again, I still like Michigan. And for the first time in a long time, when I said this on the live show, I actually like the coaching job that Harbaugh's done this year. I'm far less critical than I have been in the past. Michigan fans might be frustrated if they do lose this game, but I think it will be more just bad luck, not bad coaching, with the injuries and the fact that Penn State is a far better team than their ranking indicates. But yeah, y'all, that's it for us. Let us know in the comments what you think this score is going to be. Check out the live show. It's a lot of fun. And if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe button. Clearly, we're not Penn State haters. We're not Michigan haters either. Thanks so much, y'all. Have a great week, and God bless.